Good Wednesday. Today is September the 24th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time today and visit with Scott Porter. He is the founder and CEO of Dynamic Green Products. It's a soy innovation company taking new chemistries that are soy-based and developing products we can use on the farm. We'll be back with Scott and more about his products after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Scott Porter. Scott with Dynamic Green Products. We are at Farm Science Review, and Scott, an exciting time as your company is, I guess you could almost say, exploding. But take us back to the early days, as you've done a lot of work with, obviously, soy-based products. How'd you get started and affiliated with the Ohio Soybean Council?
Hi, Dusty. Thank you. So going back about 4 years ago, I met Barry McGraw, Ohio Wesleyan, when he was in the Small Business Center, kind of a one-man show. And I was kind of going left. He was going right, doing his research, a lot of soy-dedicated products. And we were not soy-based. So Barry worked with me to say, hey, why can't you use soy? And I said, well, we've got 3 years of going a different direction, but if you're willing to help me, and you're willing to support a couple of R&D efforts, sure, I'll consider it. And that's where it started. So basically serendipity, a unique way of meeting each other. And, you know, we've built a fantastic relationship with Arable, OSC, and now we've gone from one product to nine products. And over the next 6 or 7 months, we're getting ready to launch another four products that are all soy-based. So pretty amazing what's happened over the last 4 years.
Absolutely it is. Well, let's start off talking about the products. Maybe what was your first one that you took to market and then some of the other ones that have come online since then?
Sure. We started with Bar and Chain Oil under the DGP brand, and then our partnership with DeWalt really started contract-wise. It started in February of 2020, but due to COVID, it got pushed out. So our first launch was the DeWalt Biodegradable Bar and Chain Oil in mid-2022. And so we launched out on Amazon. We didn't have much retail fanfare, and we started at ground zero. No replacement of a product, nothing, no forecast. And 3 years, you know, fast forward 3 years, we're now the number one selling bar oil in the category on Amazon. We're beating all the petroleum products. So we started with Bar and Chain Oil, and now we've migrated with DeWalt to expand to seven new products, six of which are wholly or majority soy-based.
Very impressive. Uses for those lubricant type products, cleaning products, what all do we see them being used for?
Yeah, the majority are always going to be lubricants because we're focused in on tools and equipment. But we're also doing a lot of specialty products because our concept is we don't want to just be a lubricant company. We want to serve the operator. So the men and women that are using the equipment, what are they doing before they get to the job? What are they doing on their break? And what are they doing when they get home? So our concept is, yes, we want to focus in on tools and equipment, but what did they do in preparation? So we have a new leather conditioner. And if you think about it, most farmers, most tree care workers, loggers, they spend a lot of money on good boots, good belts, good suspenders. We want them to take care of that. So before they get to work, after they get to work, we've got a hand scrub, we've got a hand balm, we've got a bunch of other really nuanced products that a traditional lubricant company would never do. But again, our concept is focus on the equipment, but follow the operator from the time they wake up to the time they go to bed and deliver a great product.
Very interesting. Well, creating a great product is one thing. Telling the world about it is yet another. And then distributing it to everybody that wants it is a third thing. And you guys have made tremendous progress in that area as well.
Yeah, it's been tough. It's been a roller coaster, but you know, we've got good retailers that are coming on board. I'm really excited about our partnership with Do It Best Hardware. Do It Best has actually been the first retailer that we approached that fully embraced not only sustainability and high performance, but the whole mission of supporting American farmers. I can't say that about other retailers. So I'm really proud to announce that Do It Best Hardware, that is also merging with True Value, will carry both the DeWalt product line and the DGP product line. So by summer of next year, we should have the largest soy-based product line in retail that's ever been distributed and in existence. So we're really proud of that accomplishment.
That's amazing. If someone wants to learn more about your company, Dynamic Green Products, how can they do that?
Our tagline is one of our taglines is change your oil. So go to changeyouroil.com. That'll tell you about the DGP products, and we're working on DeWaltLubricants.com. So if you're interested in following DeWalt, go to DeWaltLubricants.com. Just hit the subscribe button. That's all that's there today. But we've got a whole community newsletter, everything that's being built, and that should be launched later this year.
Great. My guest again today has been Scott Porter with Dynamic Green Products. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions once again and take a look at USDA's potential record U.S. corn production estimate. Rod Bain has more.
Even with another record corn production forecast issued by USDA for September, initial market reaction was an increase in futures prices. Why? Some analysts say it is because of how USDA projects the use of all that corn within this month's supply and demand estimate. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jankowski says in particular,
very strong U.S. corn exports.
So for instance, within the 2024-25 corn marketing year,
on back year, we raised our corn export forecast by 10 million bushels. It's now at just over 2.8 billion bushels.
And according to Jankowski, that export strength should continue into the new marketing year of 2025-26.
And we raised our export forecast by 100 million bushels. So our U.S. corn export forecast is now just under 3 billion bushels, 2.975 billion to be exact. That would be up about 145 million bushels year over year.
What Jankowski says, if realized, is a big increase in corn exports. One reason for export demand for our nation's corn is developments within one of the U.S. main global market competitors, Brazil.
The back year 2024-2025 raised Brazil's corn production forecast by 3 million tons based on harvest results. Noteworthy, huge crop, but we did not increase their exports. They are developing their internal market, especially for ethanol, so that's keeping some of that corn off of the global market.
In addition, current USDA forecasts indicate a 4 million ton year-over-year reduction in Brazilian corn production for the 2025-26 marketing year. Even with the increased exports for the U.S., our country and Brazil are expected to bring increased corn ending stocks from the old crop marketing year to the new. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.